You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 26th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $3 billion. That's how much the hotel industry collected last year in so-called resort fees and surcharges. That's according to Consumer Reports. About one in three American adults say they've been hit with these hidden charges. The practice is known as drip pricing, and it makes hotel rooms look far cheaper when consumers search online. Now, attorneys general from Washington, D.C. and Nevada have filed lawsuits against hotel chains Marriott and Hilton, saying the practice is deceptive. A Hilton spokesman told the New York Times that all fees are disclosed when consumers book rooms. A Marriott spokesman declined to comment on the litigation. The next number up is $4 billion. That's how much Hasbro is paying to buy Entertainment One, the TV network which owns popular TV kids shows like Peppa Pig and PJ Masks. Interestingly, Entertainment One's stock, which trades in London, has now climbed above Hasbro's offer price. That indicates that investors are expecting another higher offer to materialize. Who might make a bid? With big players in streaming such as Amazon, Netflix, and Disney, there's no shortage of deep pockets. Our last number is 20. That's how many ranches valued at over $20 million are on the market in Colorado. The glut of large, luxurious spreads for sale is due to changing generational interests. A wealthy group of baby boomers, reared on a rugged ideal of the Mountain West, used their success to buy up vast acreage in Colorado. Now, their children have inherited the land, and they aren't that interested in running working cattle ranches or hunting preserves. One way to try and move the properties from for sale to sold? Market them as conservation and habitat protection opportunities. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 26th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.